Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, July 7th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Believers mobilize response to growing humanitarian crisis in Sudan. For hundreds of young people, summer camp is much more than just a cabin, and a training video is released to help inmates. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today with the building humanitarian crisis in Western Sudan. The government continues withholding aid while at the same time condoning an ethnic cleansing of Christians. Food for the Hungry's Tamara Dutch says they're headed to the Darfur region.
There's over 137 refugee camps, and 50 of those camps are not receiving any assistance. We are working, trying to get together 6 different partners and get over there as quickly as possible and give them on-the-ground help.
Dutch explains that war steals hope. However, that's part of their mission.
That is just the prime opportunity to share the gospel. People don't have anything to look forward to, and the harvest is ripe. I mean, that's the perfect time to share the gospel and win their hearts over to Christ and show that God is the answer.
Meanwhile, following visits by U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell and U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan, Sudan plans to ease red tape for humanitarian groups. That's good news for World Vision as they plan to airlift emergency supplies directly into war-ravaged Darfur within a week or so. Since World Vision is a Christian organization, this will give their workers a chance to be a testimony to those they're serving. The hope is to point many to Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. A ministry reaching the hearts of people through Christian radio in Romania and Moldova is in jeopardy. The only thing that can help is much prayer and a lot of funding. Little Samaritan Mission's Florian Pindigblad says donations are down 70%. He hates the thought of shutting down stations.
It's very hard to cut off a radio station when we fought so hard. There is not a Christian broadcasting in Eastern Europe like God granted to Little Samaritan Mission. 15 in Romania existing now, 13 in Moldova. It's like you cut off the light, you know, for an entire city.
It costs $700 per day to run the entire network. Romania has also granted them 6 more licenses, which puzzles Pindigblad.
I do not understand God why he granted us 6 more radio stations. At least he will do a miracle now in last moment.
$25,000 is all that's needed to start each station. Pindic Lodge is encouraging Christians to get involved. Next, the summer camp season is in full swing. Young Life's Dave Carlson says they're expecting a 15% increase in attendance this year. That's due in part to an intentional push from the field ministry team telling kids about the camp experience. The timing of introducing the gospel message is critical.
A lot of us are aware that it's between 13 and 18 year period that kids are forming ideas and values for their own life, but they're now at a point where they're starting to discern what will be the key guiding principles for their own life.
Ministry comes through relationship.
Our camps have leaders, traditionally called camp counselors, who know the kids before they come to camp, and they come with them from the community. They're with them for the week at camp, and then they go home with them. And so these leaders are really the key to the relationship with the kids.
And Crossroads Bible Institute is excited about a new resource that will help prison inmates in their walk with Christ. They've just released their instructor training seminar video DVD that will be used to help empower volunteers to disciple prison inmates who are enrolled in their Bible correspondence classes. As they grow spiritually, it helps them successfully re-enter society. The program is working as the rearrest rate is lower for those who participate. More volunteers are needed. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video on Buckner's work with AIDS orphans in Africa and their efforts to share the gospel with them. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.